Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. Debbie is Debbie, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you online.
At debbiemeyer.com.
And that's, that easy. That's Debbie with an I-E and a Meyer with a Y in the middle. And
M-E-Y-E-R.
And they can find all of your inventions, your green bags, and your cake cutter, my personal favorite, and all the other things there too, can't they?
Everything is right there on my website, and they direct you wherever they're available.
She's the green bag lady, folks. She doesn't mind being called the green bag lady at all.
Not at all.
As long as they don't call you a bag lady, right?
Well, they tried a few times, and I said, please put the green in.
Hey, what about upcoming events? You going to be on any of the shopping networks or anything?
Oh yes, I'm on constantly. I just did 3 days over at HSN, and it was excellent visit. And I've got a lot of traveling and speaking engagements in the next month, so I'll be back in March.
I'm glad you're not only you not only invented the cake cutter for me, basically, Debbie. I'm not only glad that you did that, but I'm glad that you're out there sharing what you've learned and your common sense, your honest, direct, tough love message to business owners, to women entrepreneurs. We need what you have to say, Debbie. The marketplace needs that. I'm glad you're doing it. And one of the things that you're telling people, which I completely agree with, and I've been doing this for a long time, is helping people understand that making sure that they know that whenever they're something, whatever their business is doing, if it's going up or down or sideways, that they know what's causing that. Is it because I did something right? Is it because I did something wrong? Is it because the economy's lifting all boats? Is it, you need to be able to differentiate between what your business, why your business is going one way or the other, don't you?
Yes, I always say, don't celebrate too soon,
right?
Because if you get a lift, it could be a temporary lift, it could be a fluke for some reason. But the biggest point to me is, whatever it is, you've got to know enough to get out of your own way. You can't be so clever and so in love with whatever that was that you stick to it and become whatever. And I know this is a message you always tell people as well. No one's going to love your idea as much as you do.
Right.
It's as simple as that. They're not going to love, whether it's a product or a plan or a service or whatever it is you're going to provide. If you invented it, if you created it, if you organized it, you are in love with it, and no one's going to have that passion for it like you do.
But that kind of devotion for you have for your own idea could become your worst enemy.
It can blind you. It can put the blinders on. You can actually turn away people who are trying to help you see beyond what you see.
Well, for example, and one of the things I'd say, Debbie, is, and I've said this 1,000 times on the show, it's okay to fall in love with what you do.
Right.
But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And let me give you an example. You're a media personality. You sell your products on television. And right now that's a great thing for you, but it's okay for you to fall in love with the green bags and the cake cutter and other kinds of inventions like that, but the day might come when television isn't the best place for you to do that.
And
so it's okay to fall in love with your products, but not with that particular medium, for example.
Yes, I always have my eye on additional methods. I always have my eye on trends. I'm not a trend follower. Tell you the truth, I don't change just because there's a trend,
right?
Because I want people to get what they expect from me all the time. I'm not going to be flitting around the next great tech idea, whatever it is. I'm just I'm going to be straightforward with you, and you're going to get exactly what you see. But I learned a very important word in business. It's next.
You know, I like that.
Move on, get over it, whatever it is, and if it's not going to work. And I mean, I've had plenty of things in my career where it was, I really love this, but it's not going to happen. So let's next, you know, and learn to get out of your own way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what motivates you every single day. We have to think on the fly all the time. That's what entrepreneurs do. We plan, but, you know that old saying, life is what happens when you're busy mm-hmm. making other plans. So the very nature of being an entrepreneur makes you nimble. You know, my favorite nursery rhyme is Jack Be Nimble because
right. Well,
I figure we're always jumping over that candlestick.
And see, if you're an entrepreneur, you've got lots of ideas. And what you have to understand is in your life, if you have 1,000 ideas, only about 3 of them are going to be really good.
And you got to be able to
look at those with a jaundiced eye, don't you?
Yes, and you're really good if 3 are a good idea.
Yeah, plus the fact that the 3 that are going to be the good idea might not even be the 3 that you like the most.
Exactly, and I keep telling people that. And you know, if you can only work on something that you're absolutely in love with, you're in the wrong business.
Exactly. DebbieMeyer.com is the website. Check out her green bags, guys. Make sure you buy one of the cake cutters. They're wonderful. Hey, thank you, Debbie, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. We won't do without her for very long. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.